Interstate 405 is a parking lot for about 8 hours every day. The state wants to know how much money you'd pay to dodge that traffic by using some new tolled expressways. So it's posing the question at a series of public meetings starting tomorrow night at Bellevue City Hall. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
Interstate 405 hasn't really been expanded much since it was first built in 1965. For much of its length, it's still basically two lanes in either direction. HOV lanes have been added in places. They were supposed to offer an escape from the traffic for drivers willing to organize a carpool. But in recent years, even the carpool lanes have become hopelessly congested.
You know, most of the time, those lanes should be moving. They should not be stopped like a parking lot.
That's Rima Griffith. She's with the Washington State Transportation Commission. Her group has been looking at the I-405 problem. They're going to raise the bar on the carpool lane to 3 people, at least during rush hour. And they're going to turn that free-flowing carpool lane into a cash cow by letting people buy their way into it. The new system will run between Bellevue and Linwood, and it's scheduled to open later this year. Money from the tolls will help expand the system further along I-405. Griffith says as cars get more fuel efficient, the gas tax isn't going to pay for roads anymore. She says tolls are the future.
It's a new way of thinking, and I think a lot of people get it. I think, you know, if you drive in a congested corridor every day, you want relief, and a lot of people will say that it totally makes sense.
Drivers will have to install a new kind of pass on their windshield called a flex pass. It operates on the honor system. When you're driving solo, you flip it to one position and get charged anywhere from 75 cents to 10 bucks. The price rises and falls with demand. When you're driving with a carpool, you flip the pass to another position, and your access to the lane is suddenly free. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.